And now this is a dictation for Sharon Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, July 2147, address as a letter, Dr. Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Anderson, 875-8304. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow up for Sharon, who has chronic kidney disease, prior acute component from diuretics. She refused evaluation for localized left-sided edema, eventually diagnosis of deep vein thrombosis requiring thrombectomy, no pulmonary emboli, remains on anticoagulation, there was also low potassium, stable dyspnea, uses a cane, no fall, presently no gastrointestinal or urinary symptoms, background of constipation, remains some degree of edema on the left compared to the right. Smoker, chronic cough, minimal dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, other review system negative. Medication list review of diuretics. Remains on Depakote, Seroquel, Eliquis, potassium. Present weight 217, COPD abnormalities. No consolidation pleural effusion, presently no arrhythmia, no pericardial rapt, no situs tenderness, stable edema left more than right. Next paragraph, chemistries, OGOS creatinine 2.49, representing a GFR 19 in stage 4. Metabolic acidosis, normal sodium potassium, low albumin, normal calcium phosphorus, anemia 11, large red blood cells, normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Has bipolar disorder with prior exposure to lithium. I would like her to be prepared for dialysis. She refused to do the class, refused to do AV fistula or learned about alternatives. She's willing to do chemistry on a regular basis. Has anemia but no EPO treatment. Metabolic acidosis does not require bicarbonate treatment. Present normal sodium potassium, poor nutrition to be monitored over time, not ready to discontinue smoker, has COPD abnormalities, no oxygen, other chemistry is stable. Continue to educate patient, come back in 4 months,